Welcome to Muskoka Connects, connecting you to the people, places, and things that make Muskoka one of the most beautiful and interesting places to live, work, and play in Canada and around the world. Get this. Couple meets at University of Waterloo. One Canadian and one Ukrainian Canadian. They fall in love and they move to a free Ukraine to start a consulting firm. And then they fall in love with making vodka. They move back to Canada and decide to make a vodka for both Ukrainian and Canadian tastes. Sounds ambitious? It certainly is. Catherine and John Valinga own and operate Zirkova Vodka. John's family live in Bracebridge, and he spent all of his summers growing up in Muskoka. Catherine was so taken with her trips to Bracebridge that together they've made special drinks for each of the Muskoka towns. We met, and they told me about a recent trip to the area to promote Zirkova Vodka.
When Ukraine became independent, my twin sister went with my grandmother for the first time she could go back to her roots. And then 5 years later, John and I moved. And we were, you know, two engineers working in corporate Canada. We created a consulting firm. I'm very proud because it still employs 300 people and it's primarily women. It's incredible. So quite a legacy.
When we were in Ukraine, some of those clients in the consulting company Catherine was talking about were in beverage alcohol. And we were working with all these clients in breweries and wineries. And what ended up happening is we discovered that the birthplace of vodka was actually in Ukraine. And there was this level of mastery there that was extraordinary. Like they've had 600 years of practice with vodka. They can do it so well. The technologists we were dealing with, some of them had PhDs or multiple PhDs in essentially vodka with chemical engineering. So the idea of bringing what comes from the birthplace of vodka and taking what Catherine referred to, the toasting culture, the connectedness and everything else that comes with it, with vodka, and taking not just the liquid, but the culture, and saying, I think it's possible for us to have this bold and audacious goal to create the world's best vodka and not take something that already exists in Ukraine, because they don't drink vodka the same way that everybody else in the world does. They mostly drink it straight and they have their particular tastes. And we said, no, let's create vodka for how people drink it. And let's use this, leverage this extraordinary mastery and technology that they have for vodka and turn it into something that's never been done before.
We actually were so proud because James Chatto from, you know, food and drink editor, LCBO, names this his go-to for the classic martini. And then we created Zirkova together. And it is in a beautiful, colorful bottle. So this is for my cocktail drinker, my Caesar drinker. This has never been done before, Tim. Nobody's ever spent years in the birthplace of vodka working with women master distillers to create a unique formulation that takes anything that you mix it with and makes it taste better.
So Zirkova 1, the one Catherine talked about, is fine-tuned to be that perfect sipping vodka. And then Zirkova together makes everything you mix it into taste like enhanced, like much better. It's like magic in a bottle.
Now tell me about your trip to Muskoka.
Yeah, Ballas, you know, that's the town that we would live right near. And the obvious thing, you know, it was cranberries. Ballas has the cranberry festival every single year. You know, Johnston's Cranberry Marsh is just north of Ballas. So it had to have cranberries in it. So we have a beautiful, we call it Moon River Magic, and it's made with cranberries. And we'll put the recipes on our website. So that's been it's a really lovely drink. And you can actually get some of the ingredients right at Johnston's store, winery store. That's where we got them. Or you can buy them online, too, if you happen to be in Ballas.
Yeah, so it really combines the cranberry maple syrup, fresh lemon juice, dry vermouth, orange bitters, and of course Zirkova together that enhances and brings together so those flavors so beautifully. And then we were inspired by the rushing waters of Ballas Falls. So we've got, you know, chilled soda water added to it, and it's just beautiful. For Gravenhurst, of course we are honoring the wharf. We are honoring the Winona, the Seguin, and we have a classic martini called the Grand Steamship. So this is just a timeless martini inspired by Gravenhurst's historic steamships. So we're taking our martini vodka, the Zirkova 1 Ultra Premium, We're just adding some dry vermouth and a dash of orange bitters. And it's, you just strain it into a, you stir over ice, you strain it into chilled Nick and Nora martini glass. It's gorgeous. For Port Carling, I mean, we just love this, you know, the three lakes coming together. We call it the hub. It's a sophisticated vodka martini inspired by the meeting of the three iconic lakes. So we really kind of have three ingredients and our vodka brought together for each lake. We've got Lake Rasa, we've got elderflower liqueur because of, you know, elegant, refined, sophisticated. For Lake Joseph, we were going with clean, crisp, refreshing, clear water. So we actually strain fresh cucumber juice. And for Lake Muskoka, blueberries, wild blueberry syrup. But you combine all of those and it just makes for a lovely, lovely drink. And then for Bracebridge, this is the heart of Muskoka. It's, you know, the rushing waters of Bracebridge Falls, the forest. So we wanted something that really evoked the nature that we love. You know, this fresh evergreen, wild honey, bright citrus. So we actually work with spruce tip syrup, fresh lemon juice, honey syrup, and with Zirkova together again. So we can, those recipes will be on our website. They are on our Instagram. If you go to Zirkova Vodka, you'll see them. Tim, you asked about the road trip. We all went through 2 years of COVID. And then for us, it's been 4.5 years since the full-scale invasion. So we are finally at a place where we've got, you know, 4 vodka SKUs at the LCBO. We've got our Zirkova wine martini in the 750 and 1.14. We have the beautiful, bright, big Zirkova together, you know, cocktail vodka in the large bottle. And then we added one more in the last 4 years, and that's Zirkova Unity. And this is produced very close to Muskoka. It's actually produced in Collingwood, Ontario. Mm-hmm. It's really local. But, you know, we actually brought our master distiller from Ukraine. You know, the days after the invasion, it was chaotic. She escaped from Ukraine with her father and her daughter. We brought her to Canada. And she was just like, put me to work. I want to work. And we're like, you know what? Let's do something that's never been done before. Let's save the birthplace of vodka. Let's save these traditions. And she looked at our land, our water, you know, our spirits, our grains. And so Zirkova Unity is actually wheat from the heart of the prairies with the best water in Canada, which is very close to mm-hmm. where your listeners are. So And it's uniquely Canadian. It's approachable. It's friendly. It's high quality. So we actually have the 4 now. And, you know, it's the first time that we've had the whole family on the shelf. And so we had this idea of just, we want to go out to every community because for us, every community is served by an LCBO. That is a gathering place. And they have stood by us. We connect these communities with Ukraine and with the birthplace and with the best vodka in the world. I was at a tasting in Orillia and a woman bought a bottle of vodka and she said, you know, I feel good because I'm buying this and I know that you're helping Ukraine and I'm helping Ukraine and it's a little thing that I can do, but it makes a difference. And I said, yeah, it does.
The good news is for pretty much all of Muskoka, practically every LCBO has it. Even the little store in Bala and in Port Carling, they both stock Zirkova wine. But one of our biggest stores is Bracebridge. Like it's always in the top 5. So you can buy everything that we make in Bracebridge. You can buy it in Huntsville. You can buy it in Washego. You can buy it in Orillia. Every store in Barrie, Collingwood. Like it's pretty much everywhere. So they also, like Catherine said, the LCBO has been extremely supportive. So you can find it there, unless it's sold out. Sometimes on the weekends it gets a little crazy. But yeah, so it's at the LCBO. And where you can find us, You'll find out where our road trips have taken us next by either by going to our Instagram page or by going on Facebook. But you never know, if you walk into an LCBO, you might see one of us standing there doing a tasting for customers too.
You can find Zirkova Vodka at many of the LCBO locations in the region. Check out their website at Zirkova.com and follow their inspired trip through Muskoka on their Facebook page. The entire interview will be posted on MuskokaInformationRadio.com. For Muskoka Connects, I'm Tim Hearn.